session today is January 12th, 2016, and the purpose of this reading is to look at three past lives that have intertwined, and we're especially asking for those past lives that have a bearing on the current life. Already talked some about your role in her life, and she recognized today on her own that you came so she would not be alone. Yes. And so already you have shown a whole new aspect to the animal kingdom for which she is deeply, deeply grateful. And she's particularly impressed with your ability to materialize in a different location. Very nice. Well done. And you were certainly needed there. And so, yes, I saw the Alice in Wonderland and the Cheshire Cat. You know, you could leave only a grin. So we would like to ask you about past lives where you have been together. And so the first image that is coming up for me is I'm seeing you as a cow, and you are a milk cow, and you are on a farm. It's in a different country, it looks like to me. I see grass, I see mud, sunshine, chickens. The farm animals are in service. They are meat and milk and leather and a source of income as well as a source of food. And you are very important. I see you as a woman. You have children. Your husband is away. Looks like he's away at war. And this is some time ago, 1860s perhaps. And the farm is, I see a garden. I see a lot of space. It's like there aren't a lot of trees. It's like rolling land. I don't see a nearby neighbor, and you realize that the cow, I'm asking for a name, Maisie. So I see you milking her in the early morning with your head against her, you know, her flank in that little curve there, and milking and enjoying her warmth because it's cold and her breath makes a fog when she breathes, and the milk is warm and she is warm. And you're crying, and there's not a lot of milk, and it's very, you are afraid, and Maisie looks thin to me. I see her ribs, and she's not giving much milk. It's not just because she's old, but her feed isn't very good either, and she... And so her milk is running out and going dry, and you are crying because Maisie is your source of sustenance, and it's for your children, and you are afraid that you will starve if she dies. And the two of you, your lives are bound up together, because if you don't feed her, she will die because there's not enough food on the plain, and there are predators, it looks like wolves. And if she dies, you're afraid that your children will die without the milk, that there are chickens and eggs. But she is more of a companion than the chickens. You take her out in the morning, you bring her back, you milk her, you feed her, you talk to her. She has these big brown eyes, long eyelashes. And she feels really strong to you, like you can lean against her, and that she supports you. And it's like if she dies, there will be no support, and you will collapse. And as it happens, Maisie does die, and though you never thought you could do it, you do what you have to do. And it's a bloody, awful process, even though you're a semi-farm girl, but not really. And you cut up that cow, as your friend, and skin it, and you have to use the axe, and sharpen your knives, and you don't really know how to do it, but you know that this is the key to life. And it's a very literal representation that even though Maisie is dead, she is still supporting you. And she allows you to live and the children to live as you dry the meat and preserve it and cook it. And it's so cold it can stay frozen outside. And you have to barricade the barn against all of the other animals that want to eat meat and need meat in this very cold climate. And your lesson for this time was that you could do more than that you thought you could. You're more resilient than you thought you were. And you found an inner strength that you did not know you had. And that there is value in both the living and the dead. And you're deeply grateful to Maisie. And the meat lasts until your husband comes home. And you tell him about Maisie. And he says she was a good old cat. Life and death are... dying doesn't preclude being of service. It's very interesting. Thank you. But even though her friend has passed and Ellie has passed, their life, as it is remembered, is still of service. And teaching, even today, that the dying did not end the service. No, thank you. So in this future life, tell me about yourself. So I'm a cat. I am an extraordinary white cat. I am unbelievably beautiful and pure. I'm not seeing this life as on this earth. No, it's a spiritual life, and I am an oracle, and she is the keeper of the oracle. And I don't mind life revolving around me at all. I rather like it. It's sort of a reversal, and wisdom flows through me. And so the roles are reversed. It is more important to keep me alive than to keep the ones who come to me or the one who keeps me alive. I would like you to turn this idea over in your mind and consider it that the life of myself as a cat, as the oracle, is more important than the surroundings. And I would like you to see the injustice in this, just as there is injustice today with it reversed. All life is valuable. The spiritual was not the right word. It's another place, another time. And so why do people come to you? They come to hear the truth. Some come with very specific questions. Some come with more profound questions. But oftentimes, I tell you, they have given away their power. The answers lie within themselves, and they have given that power to me to give them answers for their lives. And I do not ask for that power, but when they come to me, I give them what they ask. And what is the lesson for us in this picture that you're showing? The lesson is not to give away your power. Would you tell us more about that? The answers do not lie outside of her, they lie within her. It is still good that she asks, because each question gathers more information. But you cannot gather leaves and make a tree. You have to plant the seed to make a tree. I'm asking for clarification. The seed is within her and it will grow. It is not outside of herself. The power is with... Okay, could we see one more life? that would have, like they make teddy bears now, but this is a real bear in a forest. I see it's not a northwest forest, though. It's more like birch, and I see possibly the Great Lakes area I associated with Indians wearing leather and having canoes. The female, she's young, and she first meets you when you are a cub, and you're so darling. She cannot resist you. You are just a baby, and no fear of humans, and the two of you make a connection before she runs away because she knows it's dangerous. The mother bear must be nearby, and it is, and she knows the mother bear will be dangerous, and she knows that her people hunt and eat and kill bears, but the difference is that the people are deeply grateful and thankful for the bear. The bear is their totem, not their enemy. The bear is a symbol of power and a spiritual symbol, too. They honor the bear by wearing a bear mask, and the bear is interwoven in their lives. And killing a bear is both a joyful and a sorrowful moment. It is a sacrifice, and if they eat the bear, they gain the bear's qualities of intelligence, cunning, strength, endurance, and a gentleness. They know the bear is a vegetarian, and it's that gentle quality. And they know the bear is a protective mother, the mother bear. It's a powerful symbol for them. And by the connection that you have with this bear cub, it's a connection that remains with you throughout your life. It's like a transfer of power or a sharing of power. And even though this is a male-dominated society, you are recognized as very powerful. I see a bear-tooth necklace around your neck as you get older. And it's not a symbol of killing, it's a symbol of connection. It's a symbol of alignment, a symbol of personal power, enhanced by the power of the bear and the respect for all beings and all, not only all living things, but you see the life in the rocks and the stars and the moon, that everything is living. And you recognize that you are one small part of this continuum of lives and the connections among all of them. And your people see you as powerful because they are unable to. They do not see those connections. They celebrate and sacrifice and hunt from a limited perspective, but you see the broader perspective. You see the universe while they see the earth. And I'm asking the purpose of this story and this, that there have been times that you have been intricately connected with this other aspect of the universe, and that you are still connected, but you had forgotten that in the midst of time. And to remind you of this and to open this door for you once again. That's very lovely. Thank you very much. That my health is not dependent on her. She feels very responsible for everything. Everything. And even though she is a powerful woman, she is not responsible for everything. Thank you very much. whatever she said. Okay. Do you have any questions you'd like to ask? Okay.